Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pittsburgh Steeler fans, what's going on? This is Jeff Hartman, co-editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, and on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, let's ride. Look, last time you heard from me was on Wednesday, and I was giving you my game picks. I was talking about the upcoming game with the Ravens. Everything was great. Friday was going to be a post-game show, really, where I was going to go over winners and losers and talk about the game that was at Heinz Field on Thanksgiving night and the Color Rush jerseys and all that stuff. That's the last time you heard from me. And then obviously Wednesday happened. And we all know that on Wednesday was when the game was postponed. My podcast had already aired at 5 o'clock in the morning, by the way. And it was just a situation where I found myself sitting here thinking, ugh, this is crappy. It's really crappy. You know, I talked about this on my Wednesday show, and I think I talked about it on the Steelers preview this past week. You know, I haven't had a chance to watch a football game with my dad and my brother all together in a long time. And it was going to happen on Thanksgiving. And unfortunately, that's not going to happen now. Now, at the same time, it's not a big deal. In the grand scheme of things, it's not a big deal. But a lot of people, and a lot of Pittsburgh Steelers, mind you, are really, really angry. And the one thing that I couldn't stop thinking about, you know, we're traveling down the road to see my brother. News comes across my phone that the Steelers game has been postponed. And of course, we were prepared for this at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. And so I'm having my wife in the passenger seat send all these messages to folks like Brian Anthony Davis and especially Dave Schofield. And hey, we were ready for this. Let's get these articles out, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. So as I'm driving, I'm thinking to myself, well, this stinks. This stinks. I mean, the first reaction, and you saw this with the Pittsburgh Steelers, their first reaction is anger. Angry for a lot of reasons, but here's the thing, and here's the title of this episode: anger and patience for the Pittsburgh Steelers and their fan base is what is key. Anger and patience, folks. Anger and patience. But before we get to that, let's talk about what we know right now as this is being recorded. Okay, what we know is that this outbreak, because this is officially an outbreak. You know, this is something that the NFL has not seen since Tennessee, who just happened to wreck Pittsburgh's plans that time as well. We'll get to that in a second. This outbreak, though, what we know about it, there's been now 7+ players that have tested positive for COVID-19, the coronavirus. There's been a bunch of coaches, staffers, you name it, within that organization, the virus is definitely running rampant. What we know also is that this seems to, now I'm sure the NFL is going to do their own investigation, but the Baltimore Ravens have disciplined a strength and conditioning coach who reportedly had symptoms, did not report those symptoms, still went to work, did not have the contact tracer that he's supposed to have every single time he enters the facility, and also never wore a mask around players. So these are the protocols set forth by the National Football League. Okay, it's plain and simple, black and white. When you come in, you got to have, you're going to ask, or, you know, temperature checked, are you showing any symptoms, sore throat, blah, 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 all this stuff. This one coach blatantly ignored all those protocols. So that's what we know. Now, we also know that positives have continued to happen every single day. Thanksgiving Day, another player was reportedly tested positive, and another coach tested positive. Now, that's an improvement compared to prior days where there had been two or three players that have gone on the COVID list. But still, now the question is Sunday in jeopardy? Is the game even going to be played on Sunday? That's a question that a lot of people are wondering right now. And the answer is, we don't know. It all depends on who's testing positive, how often, you know, for instance, if the other player was some practice squad player, then they're fine. That player's not going to play in the game anyways, likely. But still, that's a question. Is Sunday in jeopardy? And then the Pittsburgh Steelers, they don't have any issues in this type of, you know, they're not having an outbreak or anything, thank goodness. But there's a big change for them. They were going to play on Thursday night. It was going to be color rush, Thanksgiving night. Fans were going to be in attendance. Well, guess what? On Friday is when Governor Tom Wolf's new protocols and standards are put into effect, which means that the game on Sunday, they're not going to have any fans there. It's basically just going to be, I think, 2,500. That includes players, coaches, personnel, staff within the facility at Heinz Field. And so basically, it's only going to be family and friends at the Steelers game on Sunday. Seats are going to be empty. Again, that's what we know now. Okay, that's what we know now. So let's get back to the title and the headline of this episode. Anger and patience is key. And I'm going to break these down for you. Let's start off with anger, because this was the knee-jerk immediate reaction. I had it. You probably had it. We all know the players had it. Heck, if you went on social media and you follow some of the Pittsburgh Steelers on Twitter, yeah, they were very, very angry. And I get it. I get it. So look, the game being delayed, is this an advantage for Baltimore? A lot of people on social media are saying this is a clear-cut advantage for Baltimore. And in a lot of ways, it is. But in a lot of ways, it isn't either. Let's look at it this way. They have not been able to practice once this week because of this outbreak. So yeah, are they getting players that might be a little banged up, healthy, possibly, but at the same time, they're not on the field practicing. They're not on the field getting running backs Gus Edwards and Justice Hill ready, because J.K. Dobbins and Mark Ingram, they are not playing this Sunday no matter what. When you test positive, you're guaranteed to at least miss one game. The protocol set forth by the National Football League, which were agreed upon by the National Football League Players Association, state that if you test positive, even if you're asymptomatic, you're at least going to miss a game. Period. So, with that said, is an advantage to Baltimore? Possibly. Some might say it's also an advantage to the Pittsburgh Steelers, because you get guys like Juju Smith-Schuster and Joe Hayden a little bit more rest. But here's the thing. The one aspect of this that really should have fans and players angry is the fact that there was a blatant disregard for protocols. Blatant disregard for the protocols set forth by the National Football League. So you have this situation where the NFL, Dr. Alan Sills, who's their chief medical advisor, they had met with epidemiologists and they said this is your best course of action to be able to get through this season without major hiccups. They already had one major hiccup with the Tennessee Titans, and it looks like this is the second major hiccup. But this hiccup that we're referring to always comes back to, you have to follow the protocols. You have to follow the protocols that are set in place. And so when you have teams, and let's be honest, outside of Vance McDonald, the Pittsburgh Steelers, knock on wood, I just did, for those that are superstitious, you have outside of Vance McDonald a team that has done a tremendous job following the protocols. Now, there's only been one team in the National Football League. It's either Seattle or the Jets. I can't remember which one. I apologize about that. But there's only been one team in the NFL so far in 2020 that has had zero positive cases. But for the vast majority of the teams out there, they are doing a good job with these protocols. And so it's got to be frustrating for the Pittsburgh Steelers players, for the Pittsburgh Steelers coaches, for the Pittsburgh Steelers front office staff to go through all of this stuff. Stuff that they probably don't want to have to do, yet they are because they understand that it's for the greater good. Mike Tomlin said it before the season started. Players echoed his sentiment, and I believe it 100%. He said the most disciplined team off the field very well might just win a Super Bowl. I mean, think about that. The team that can actually say, look, we're not, during the season, we're not going out. Even if bars are open in our city, like, we're not going out. We're not going to friends' houses either. We're literally going to go home after practice and stay there. If you have to go to the grocery store, maybe you can get your groceries delivered to you. Maybe you can get, you know, someone else that's in your family to go do that. You got to minimize the risk. Regardless of your thoughts on the virus at all, you got to minimize your risk. Why? Because this is the NFL and there's millions of dollars on the line. Think about players that are in a contract year. You don't think that guys like Bud Dupree, Juju Smith-Schuster, James Conner, and plenty others on this team, Cam Sutton, Mike Hilton, those are just coming off the top of my head, that they're not saying, man, I want to win a Super Bowl for so many reasons. Number one, I want a ring. Number two, getting me a ring is going to mean a lot of money in free agency. Don't think these guys aren't thinking it. So you know what? I'll sacrifice a little in the short term for hopeful long-term gain. And the fact that this coach just blatantly disregarded all that stuff. Yeah, you feel like as a player that they're putting your money and your career on jeopardy. I get it. You have every right to be angry. Fans that were going to go to the game, and now they can't go to the game, have every right to be angry. Every right to be angry. But, you know, another reason the Steelers could be an angry bunch, and the fan base has echoed this, and for sure they've felt it as well, is that for the second straight time this season, when the Steelers look like they might have a break of some kind, it gets taken away. So we all know that in week four, that was when their bye week got moved because the Tennessee Titans outbreak. So they're, I think it was a week 7 or week 8 bye week, got moved all the way up to week 4. That's not what the plan was. I mean, they had to adjust, but that was not the plan. Was not the plan. And so now, players have said this repeatedly across the league, not just in Pittsburgh. The Thursday night games are tough because you literally only have a couple days to get your body ready to play another very physical contest. But they always say that after it, it's like a mini bye week because then you have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday completely off. You get to really rest, really relax, and you come back and you're ready. And for the Steelers, when you think about it, if that were to happen in week 12 like it was supposed to, not only would that have been a really nice bye week for the Steelers after having their earlier bye week pushed up to week 4, it would really given those veterans a chance to recover. Now they don't have that. And for the second time this season, that's got to be infuriating. That's got to be infuriating for the team. And I give credit to Joe Hayden. So when the Ravens coach, the Ravens put out a statement on Twitter, and they put it out on all social media, stating that they have disciplined this coach for X, Y, and Z. Joe Hayden quote tweeted that and said, put a name on this coach. He said, because if players make a mistake, we get put on blast. Our names are all over the news. They're all over ESPN, every single website. He said, put a name to it. I agree. If a coach is going to disregard protocols that egregiously, then please, please, please make it public. If you're going to hold players to a standard, I feel like you should hold coaches to the same exact standard. This isn't about playing on the game. This is about impacting an actual contest. That's exactly what happened. So there's plenty of reasons for the Pittsburgh Steelers and their fans to be angry. Plenty of reasons. And I don't fault you at all if you're angry about this. Not at all. Not at all. But at the same time, there's also reason to be patient, to have a little bit of patience, to be able to say, you know what? It's crappy. But at the same time, what we know about the coronavirus is that this is highly contagious. And we all know about the protocols that have been set forth, not by the National Football League, but from the federal government at the state level, you name it. The coronavirus cases are skyrocketing across the nation. Again, regardless of what you think about the virus, these are facts, okay? And at what point are we, the coach might be getting a little too much heat. And the coach, I'm talking about the Ravens strength and conditioning coach, maybe he's getting a little too much heat here. Because at what point, if ever, do we as a society, or we as a fan base, or we as just football fans in general that just want to see the NFL season finish, do we say, you know what? Virus is going to virus. I hate to say it, but I mean, at some point you have to understand that this virus, if it's as contagious as they say it is, and there's no reason to believe that it isn't, at what point do you say, you know what? It's just, sometimes this happens. One player gets it and then another player gets it. Next thing you know, maybe it's not all on one coach. At one point do the fans and the players say, look, we get it. We knew that when we came into this season, it was going to be unique. Mike Tomlin, Cam Hayward, they all said that they knew what they signed up for. And they signed up for the fact that things might not go as smooth as you normally would have them go in a typical season. This is not a typical season. It hasn't been from the moment that they announced that the Steelers weren't going to St. Vincent College in La Trobe. It has not been normal. Since they went to Heinz Field for training camp, they canceled the preseason, and then everything else got underway. Nothing about this season has been normal. And so with that said, sometimes a virus is going to virus, and you have to understand that there's some patience that has to come with that. So while the players wanted to play on Thursday, I get it. But at the same time, you can't be super, super frustrated. You just can't. And the next thing is, as long as they play the game on Sunday, that's a pretty big caveat. And I'll get to some options that the team has and the NFL has after this break. But as long as they play the game on Sunday, it's really not that big a deal for the Steelers. You know, because when it comes to a schedule, it's going to be a regular week. Yeah, they practiced earlier in the week. You ask those players, those were glorified walkthroughs. Okay, no one was out there pushing it. Ben Roethlisberger probably didn't even throw. And you know what? I don't think that from a schedule standpoint, it's going to be that big of a deal. And like I said, the players that tested positive for COVID-19, they're not going to be able to play anyways. So when people were like, oh, this is just competitive advantage for Harbaugh, he's waiting to get his guys back. No, he's not. J.K. Dobbins and Mark Ingram, as long as the game is played on Sunday, they're not going to play. Calais Campbell's not going to play. Two starting offensive linemen for the Ravens are not going to play. Now, again, this is as long as the game is played on Sunday. From a schedule standpoint, the Steelers don't have to travel. They're playing at home. Yeah, and another aspect of patience here is, there was no mini bye week, but this should not be viewed as the end of the world. It really shouldn't. You think about logistics. I think about a guy like Ben Roethlisberger. Okay, Ben Roethlisberger is a year older than I am. He has three kids at home. I have five. If I was supposed to work on Thanksgiving, which I was, and I didn't have to, you're like, get to spend the holiday with my family. That's not that bad of it. That's not that big of a deal. You know, Eric Ebron earlier this year when the bye week got moved because of the Tennessee Titans outbreak, he was the one that went out on social media and said, man, I'm going to miss my son's birthday now. Well, you know what, Eric, you're going to get to spend Thanksgiving with your kids now, which is a pretty cool thing. So there's got to be some patience here too. You have every right to be angry, but at the same time, as human beings, as NFL fans, we also have to look at it from a patient standpoint and say, we knew this season was going to be a little bit different. We knew this season was going to be a little bit more challenging. And we knew that there were going to be aspects of this season that were going to be a little bit frustrating. So with all that said, you have every right to feel both of those feelings, folks, plain and simple. But should the Ravens have to forfeit if they can't play on Sunday? That's the tough question. I'm going to dive into that right after this break. Stay tuned.
step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Pittsburgh Steelers fans, welcome back. Jeff Hartman here for your Friday impromptu. I guess it wasn't impromptu. I was supposed to be on the air on Friday, but the problem was is I wasn't supposed to be talking about this crap. I was supposed to be talking about the game that was. I was supposed to be talking about my prediction of the Steelers hanging 33. I think 33-24 was my final score prediction. That's what I was supposed to be talking about today, not this stuff. Here we are. We'll get to that on Monday, let's hope. The one thing that's been, you know, and like I said earlier in the program, I'm here currently with my dad and my brother for the holidays down in the state of Virginia. And the first thing they're asking me, because they know I cover the Steelers, they know I pay attention as close as I do you think they should have to forfeit? And that's a really tough question to answer, in my opinion. The fan in me says, heck yeah, they should have to forfeit. Put an L on the Ravens, put a W in the Steelers, 11-0, let's move on. That's what the fan in me says. But the editor of the biggest Steelers fan-driven website on the internet that tries to keep a pretty level head when it comes to this type of stuff, there's more to it than just the knee-jerk reaction of, yeah, make them forfeit. So here's a couple things to think about when you're considering this forfeit scenario. Number one, the National Football League and the NFLPA signed a one-year CBA for this season. Okay. And they said that if the games are canceled or a team is forced to forfeit, those players will not get paid. And that's a problem. That's a really big problem, rightfully so, for these players that are relying on these checks. Everyone says, well, Ben Roethlisberger's made enough money. He doesn't get one game check. That's fine. Yeah, you're right. But for every Ben Roethlisberger, there's four offensive linemen that are on the practice squad that are literally relying on those checks to try to get them through the rest of the year. So yes, there are Ben Roethlisbergers. There are players like, well, in the future, TJ Watt, who's not going to have to worry about game checks, but there's a lot of players that do. And so the fact that the NFLPA represents all of them, they represent all of them. And so that's why when Aaron Rodgers leading up to the season was so frustrated with the CBA, the actual collective bargaining agreement that was signed this past offseason, he actually isn't a player rep anymore because he was so frustrated with the process. The Aaron Rodgers and the Ben Roethlisbergers of the NFL are the other side of the docket, those players that need that money that aren't getting paid millions and millions and millions. They might be getting paid league minimum, practice squad salaries. They far outweigh those superstars. And so the players not getting paid if a game is canceled or forfeited is a big deal, folks. It's a big deal. Also, I can't think that the Steelers players want a forfeit. And maybe this is just me wearing black and gold glasses and thinking to myself, would the players want a forfeit? I can't see it being a situation where a member of the Steelers, like a Joe Hayden type or Steven Nelson or James Conner or any of these guys that are so prideful, that they would want to take a win in their win column without actually getting on the field and proving they're better. If this was against the Jacksonville Jaguars or maybe one of the NFC East teams that the Steelers have played this season, maybe, because it's not really going to be that big of a deal in terms of playoff consideration. Head to head, the overall record. Yeah, I get it, but this is AFC North football, people. This is the Baltimore Ravens, people. This is a big game. Players look forward to these games. They don't want them brushed under the rug and say, oh, well, you forfeit. And the Steelers certainly don't want their perfect record tarnished with a forfeit. They don't want any more fuel to the fire of the national media of the Steelers are undefeated, but, and we know that's going on right now. We know that there's people out there that are spouting off saying, yeah, the Steelers are 10-0, but you don't want to have anyone say, yeah, the Steelers are 11-0, but remember that forfeit? Yeah, but remember they had a game given to them. They don't want that. They don't want that at all. So I'm speaking from logistics and the players don't get paid. And also, I don't think the players want to take a forfeit. They want to prove that they're the better team. They want to prove that they're superior. So again, forfeit the game? I don't know. The options that they also have are that could they postpone the game to week 18? Now, I talked about it in the first segment. If they were to postpone this game, because more players keep testing positive and the National Football League says, look, there's no way that they're going to be able to field a team. We're going to have to postpone this to week 18. So they create a week 18 so that if whatever, for whatever reason, if there's other games that fall into this category, boom, week 18 is where it's going to go. That is when the players, the coaches, the owners should be livid. Livid if that's the case. Why? Because you move it to week 18 and now it's not a situation of, well, you know what, Ravens, you all got the, you all made your bed. Now you got to lay in it. They wouldn't have to lay in it. All those players that I mentioned, Dobbins, Ingram, Campbell, McPhee, you name it. Any player that's been ruled out for this game, they would be back in the lineup if they're healthy. That's not okay with me. It's not okay with me. And you could say, well, the Steelers have a bye week this week. Great. Steelers probably don't want a bye week this week. They just wanted a little extra break. They want to play. They want to get out there and finish the job that they started. And what does that mean? That means keep winning. If they move this to a week 18, and I do think personally that the NFL is saying, look, we don't want to do this unless we absolutely have to. We don't want to do this unless we have no other option. So for me personally, I know that the Ravens have had another player test positive on Thanksgiving. We don't know what the Friday report is yet. But the NFL should say, look, you have this expanded practice squad for a reason. Time to use it. You're playing on Sunday at 1:15. Get a team ready. They've done it already this year. Anyone remember the, I believe it was the Packers and the 49ers playing on Thursday Night Football? The 49ers were decimated. Didn't matter. NFL said, get out there. You know what? Hey, go field a team. Good luck. Yet for some reason, when the Ravens are faced with this situation, they say, we're going to push the game back. So in that regard, if they have to postpone it to week 18, then that is the time that the fans and the players should be absolutely livid. Creating a week 18 is going to be a nightmare. It would be a nightmare. I think the NFL knows it would be a nightmare because you have all these other things to consider now. So let's say the Steelers, let's say the game gets moved to week 18. They create a week 18 and this Baltimore-Pittsburgh game in Pittsburgh at Heinz Field is moved to week 18. What if the Steelers are 15-0 going into that week? But with week 18, they expand their playoffs to 8 teams. No one gets a bye. And so now the Steelers, who have maybe they ran the table 15-0, instead of having a week off like some teams would that don't have a game postponed or, you know, moved to this week 18, they'd have to play. And then they'd have to play back-to-back weeks. There's so many things that could go wrong with this. That's the only way that I would be really ticked off. I think the NFL is going to do everything they can to make sure this game gets played at 1:15 on Sunday, nationally televised on NBC. That's what I believe in my heart of hearts is going to happen. And so the Pittsburgh Steelers are looking at this upcoming game and saying, as long as we play on Sunday, that's the key. Speaking of keys, I had some more time to think about this game since it wasn't played on Thursday. And I think that for me, it's like, what are your final thoughts on this game? Okay. Regardless, I said this earlier in the show. Here are my final thoughts. Some keys to victory for the Steelers to finish out the show. So the COVID players, they're going to be out as long as this game's played on Sunday, assuming that it's played on Sunday. And maybe, shoot, if you listen to this on Saturday, you're like, oh, shoot, I forgot Jess Let's Ride on Friday morning. Let me go back and check it out on my, wherever you listen to your podcast. And you're thinking, shoot, the game's been postponed to another week. And he doesn't, when this is recorded, then I'm assuming the game's on Sunday. So keep that in mind. So if the game's on Sunday in week 12, the COVID players, like I said, they're out. They're out in period. They're out. If you test positive, even if you're asymptomatic, there is no way that you play that week. So I had a couple of players. The only person that could come back is Brandon Williams, the nose tackle, because he didn't test positive. He is of the same ilk of Ben Roethlisberger, Vince Williams, Jalen Samuels, and Gerald Hawkins 2 weeks ago before the Cincinnati game. High risk, high contact with a player that tested positive. We need you to stay away. If you continue to test negative, you're good. So Brandon Williams is the only player of that list that could potentially come back and play. You test positive, boom, done. You're not playing for at least a week, at least a week, okay? So the final thoughts there, they're still missing key pieces of their team. You want to talk about just a football, like just from a football standpoint, they're missing two starting offensive linemen, two starting running backs. Think about that. Not to mention maybe one of the best defensive linemen on their team in Calais Campbell. They're still missing a lot of really, really important pieces of the puzzle. So the Steelers already have a clear advantage. They have a clear advantage. It's got to be frustrating that they're not going to play in front of fans, but they have an advantage from an X's and O's standpoint when they step in between the white lines, period. The key, though, it always has been, and it always will be, Lamar Jackson. You just have to be able to control Lamar Jackson. And you have to wonder, with Gus Edwards and Justice Hill as your main running backs, is Lamar Jackson due for a game where he says, get on my back and let's go? And Ken, that's another question I asked this during the Steelers preview earlier this week. Is Lamar Jackson the type of player that can say, get on my back, let's go, against the Steelers defense? Can he win them a game by himself? It was funny because everyone in the live chat on Tuesday night and my co-host said, no, they don't think that the way he's playing right now, he's good enough to say, get on my back, let's go. But he can be a game wrecker. He can be a game wrecker. Don't think for a second when their backs are against the wall that players like Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews, Willie Snead, Marquise Brown, they have playmakers on the defensive side. They still have Marlon Humphrey, Patrick Queen, Matthew Judon. They still have big time players. So I want you all to understand that this is not going to be an easy game. If I'm wrong about that, there's not going to be anyone on this planet happier than me. Trust me. Okay. But at the same time, I think it's still going to be a tough game. But ultimately, what does it come down to? The last key to victory, if you protect Ben and you protect the ball, I don't think there's any way the Ravens win this game. Period. Protect Ben. Protect the ball. They don't win. The Ravens do not come in and win this game. Not with everything that's gone on. Not without them practicing. Not without all those players. No, I don't think there's any way they win this game. But if you don't protect Ben, and if you don't protect the football and start turning it over, well, that's a recipe for disaster. And yes, the Steelers could lose the game if they do that. Even against a depleted Ravens roster, they could lose this game. I don't think it's going to happen. You know my prediction if you listen to my Wednesday show, 33-24, Pittsburgh wins. They take the over. They cover their point spread. We'll see. I'm not sure what the Vegas line is now. It was 4.5 the last I saw. I think it might have gone up to 5. Hey, Vegas knows something. Think about that. Vegas knows something. All right, folks, that's it. That's a wrap for this Friday show. I thank you for listening to me. I thank you for being patient. I talked about anger and patience. I get the fan base being frustrated. But as long as the Steelers play on Sunday, that's the key. As long as they play on Sunday. So with that said, make sure you check us out at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com for all your Pittsburgh Steelers needs. Wherever you get your podcasts, Google Play, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Anchor, Pandora, Spotify, follow us so that you don't miss a thing. That's right, folks. I will be back on Sunday. I said this on Wednesday for Thursday night, but we know that changed. Hopefully, let me change that. Let me start this over. Hopefully I'll be back on Sunday in the post-game show to talk about this game. Make sure you check it out myself, Dave Schofield, and Brian Anthony Davis. Folks, that's it. Have a blessed weekend. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. As we always finish it out, be safe, be kind. God bless. Go Steelers.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.